blunt. I only smoke real blunts.
Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. That's the topic of the day. Not that album.
Very good, Katie.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me.
But Taylor not Swift that album. Is joining us today on our podcast. Did you hear?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you being for real? Is?
No, I was saying it was you. You said you were singing the Taylor Swift.
Wait, guys, let me go get her. She's right here. 1 second. Guys, wait 1 sec. Let me walk away and go get Taylor.
I acted like you were genuinely asking me if I got Taylor Swift in my apartment. And she's not in the bed or the chair, but she'll be here soon. You can't see her. She'll be here soon.
She's right here. Guys, it's me, Taylor.
What is she? I don't know if I've ever heard her speak.
Yeah, that's a good point. I have for award ceremonies. I'm actually working on some jokes right now about her. And in one of the jokes, I get to do an impersonation of her singing, which is really fun.
Nice. You have been trying to incorporate more singing into your act.
That is always what I'm trying to do. And it's been working, knock on wood, the singing for all the Taylor Swift jokes have been working, but me singing it as her, it's working.
Oh, it's great. What's the joke? You don't have to say the whole thing if you don't want to, but what's the premise? So
it's a whole, I feel like I do a whole thing about the last part where I sing is basically I'm talking about how, like, if Swifties think that, like, Taylor Swift cares about them and, like, she doesn't care about any of us on an individual level. And I'm like, if Taylor Swift was told the only way she could use her private jet was she had to anonymously murder one of her fans, a week later she would drop a song that's like, my private jet or a girl named Jen, I get to choose who lives or dies. Rest in peace, bitch.
That's great. Do you want to hear, this actually just dropped. Let me pull it up real quick. I've actually prepared this week. One of my, I was sitting on my couch where I often am located. And I said to myself, why don't I put more effort into our podcast? Because I really love it and I should be prepared. And now granted, I'm not as prepared as I would like to be. As you can see, I'm trying to pull something up on my phone. But I think the important thing is that I made a conscious decision in my mind and heart to try harder.
Now, and I love that.
If only I could find the history on YouTube, then we'd really be doing something.
I'm so excited. Yeah, we have a lot to talk about.
We have so much to talk about.
We haven't been here in a second. We need a little update. We need a little Katie Tamar update as well.
Yes. What has been going on with you?
I wanted to hear you. Okay. Me, you know, same old, I think.
Yeah, the update is nothing's changed.
The update, same old, same old. Comedy, trying to work on new jokes. I feel like I have finally hit the, you know, when you're working on new jokes and you're just like, God, how did I ever write anything that was funny?
Oh yeah.
And you're just in that slump for a little bit. I feel like I just got out of that slump where I feel like some of my new stuff is working,
mm-hmm.
and I have new ideas. So I'm excited to ride that out. Big freaks, by the time you've listened to this, I, Tamar Rubin, will have opened for former U.S. Senator and Saturday Night Live cast member Al Franken.
That's very exciting.
I think it's going to be his opening for tonight and tomorrow. I got a call today from his agent telling me that it's, you know, I it was very sweet of him to call, but I already kind of knew. He was like, so he's almost 70, so his audience, he said these words, I wrote them down. He said his audience is older, and he said, and I quote, they are not hip or an alternative group whatsoever.
Hell yeah, liberals, we're doing it. We're not cool. We never will be. The older we get, the less with it we will be.
He said this wasn't why he called. He was like, it's not because I saw anything of yours or anything. But I have a feeling he must have looked me up on Instagram and went, oh my God, what is going on? We need to call this woman and make sure she doesn't just talk about her pussy.
Well, you're also like a third of his age, so I think maybe they're like, "Hey, don't talk about TikTok. We don't know how to use that, and it makes us upset."
He was nice. He was like, you know, he is almost 70, so that's why I was so excited that we got you. Because I guess, like, you know, like he was like, because it'll be like different.
Yeah.
He said, I watched some of your stuff. He says, you don't seem very political, which is great. That's great. We like something different before. So, you know, I don't feel nervous. I know I will be nervous. It's just like, I'm very grateful for the opportunity. I think it's gonna be silly.
It's gonna be great.
I think
Does it
it'll be
pay good?
great. Yeah, it pays fine.
Oh, okay.
Good. It's good. It's not like it's not like you couldn't see it. I liked it this big. It's fair. It's fair pay for three shows. And
Okay.
it's 15 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
I almost asked for more, but then I thought, you know what? I think it's fair for 15.
Yeah, and like you live so close to
I
the
live so
venue.
close.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do it. But guys, next time you who knows? It'll either go amazing or it'll go up in flames.
You're going to be running for the Senate this time next year,
You
which
think
I don't know if
so?
that's an election year, but
I have no idea. Like, I don't know anything. I'm like the dumbest person they could have asked for this. I am so fucking stupid. I'm gonna try to dress kind of nice though. I was like, Tamar, do not wear a crop top and jeans. Like, at least a black pant.
yeah, you're hanging with a senator. You better dress like a congresswoman. I want to
Have
see
you
full
ever
pantsuit.
tightest bun in the game?
Yes.
Have you ever performed for someone whose audience you were like, oh no. Wait, okay, here's my question. Who do you think is your audience that you're pumped about? And then who do you think totally is not your audience that you're like what comedian or just what vibe of an audience are you like, oh God, this shouldn't be me performing?
Oh,
That's a good
that is a
question.
very good question. I think anybody clean probably, like I would say like one of the best audiences I ever had in Atlanta was probably like a Mateo Lane audience.
Why do you think that is?
Because gay people are cooler than
Gay
straight
people aren't
people.
the best. I
Yeah.
love gay male audiences.
Yeah.
Lesbians, different story. No, I'm
Oh,
kidding.
we all
But
saw
no.
that story unfold in Asheville.
I'm not those lesbians in Asheville, they made me work the hardest I've ever worked in my goddamn life. And eventually I got them, eventually. And they were all so cool afterwards, but they were so hard.
That was
Whereas
the
gay
funniest
men
thing. Yeah, I love a gay male audience. I just feel like they get like every pop culture reference and like they've read a book and they're there for a good time, but not all, but not like a rowdy time.
and they like respect you, or they don't like inherently not respect you.
Yeah. I guess
I feel
anybody
like
I've opened for who doesn't have an audience, where it's like just some random headliner in like the Midwest kind of thing, where it's like just people show up. Like I would say that's not my sweet spot. I think people,
just people.
just people. Yeah, I'm not good in front of people.
Not even.
I found the Taylor Swift song. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
This is an exclusive drop. It just dropped. So I know you probably are like, oh, there's so many songs on the door.
It's a new Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, it just dropped last
Okay.
night.
Are you gonna play it into the
I'm
microphone?
so excited to play it for you. All
Okay.
right, so it just
How did you get access to it?
because I'm in LA and
Oh.
some things are just for us.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense. So guys, if you're in LA, you've probably heard
You
this.
probably heard this if you're in LA. If you're not in LA, tough titty said the kitty, but the milk's still good. Here we go.
I think the craziest part about this video is it has one like.
It's pretty good, right?
What
So yeah, that's exciting.
was that video forever ago that you kept laughing at? And I was like, you have the most millennial YouTube.
Oh,
I don't know.
the Taco Bell fan 22.
Yes.
I really do.
I love that song. Thank you so much for sharing it, even though I don't live in LA.
You're welcome.
So we wanted to talk Taylor Swift, right?
Uh-huh.
JoJo Siwa. I feel like JoJo Siwa is old news now to everyone because of Taylor Swift.
I think that she should thank Taylor Swift along with her lucky stars that Taylor Swift dropped this album, her 11th album, if you will.
Katie.
Thank you. I've really done some research today, last night. But yeah, JoJo Siwa, I've watched so many video essays on the transformation of JoJo Siwa. And I guess the most important thing I learned was that she was on Dance Moms.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Like all these years.
Crazy. If you all don't know who JoJo Siwa is, JoJo Siwa was, as Katie just said, a child on the hit. Was it on TLC? That can't be right. That
yeah,
is
TLC.
Fucking insane. TLC TV show Dance Moms. She was a child on that. And then she reached stardom after that show by releasing her song Boomerang. She's a kid. She goes, I'm gonna come back like a boomerang. Her signature style was a tight, tight ponytail with a big bow in her hair. And she kind of created this empire of like children's products, like her face on lots of things, children's songs, maybe. I don't even know because I'm not like a kid, nor do I have a kid, but I know like she has like all these lines and shit in Target and stuff like that. Now she's like, what, 20, 19, 20?
Yeah, I think she's 20.
She came out as gay last year, 2 years ago, which we all know is bad. Not good. Big L. And then she kind of has had this big TikTok presence that became really divisive. Because
controversial is the wrong word, because she's not doing anything edgy enough to be controversial. It's like divisive because it's so cringe, right?
Yeah, well, people don't like her partly because she's friends with James Charles and like she still talks to Abby Lee Miller. So like she's like the only dance kid that like has a relationship with Abby Lee Miller still. So people like think are like, well, Abby Lee Miller is an abuser. And I personally have a problem when people are like, I don't know, if JoJo Siwa was also a victim in the same way these other girls were, then it's not really our place to judge how she handles or processes that, you know?
Yeah. I also feel like her mother is pulling most, if not all, of the strings. So like it feels like she doesn't have much say other than that she wants to be famous and rich and continue her career, which is, you know, fine. It's whatever. Whatever yes. makes you the $1 million, who cares? But I feel like the mom's like, oh, you should, you know, oh, you should go edgy or whatever. I'm sure there's a whole team of idiots behind this, right? Like, it's not just, like, she didn't even know that her, because she has this new makeup style for the Karma's a Bitch video where she's like, looks like somebody from Kiss without the white part of the makeup.
She's like a WWE wrestler.
Yeah, it's real. It's, yeah, it's giving, like, Party City vibes. It's like, for how much I'm sure it costs to do this whole transformation, like I'm sure there was a team of people behind it, each one of them going, this is the move, and each one of them being spectacularly incorrect.
Well, it's so funny because it's supposed to be her bad girl rebrand, like what we saw with Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
But what's so funny is the rebrand is exactly, it's everything she already still wore, because she already did like sparkles on her face and stuff and face paint, but it's just in a black color,
mm-hmm.
which I kind of love. The thing about me that's unique is I know JoJo Siwa is cringy, but when I watch her, I don't have that cringe feeling at all.
Interesting.
Viscerally, I feel no cringe at all. I just enjoy it.
You enjoy it on like a genuine level?
I genuinely enjoy it.
Like the music or like the spectacle?
I think both. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, it's a good song.
Yeah.
I was stuck in my head and I did listen to it. But I enjoy, yeah, I think it's really entertaining. And I think she's done a great job at entertaining us. And I think she's kind of a genius. Because the reason why it even went viral before it was even out was because she posted a video of her doing the dance, but she was doing the dance like very exaggerated, not how she was doing it in the music video. So everyone was like, what the fuck is this shit? Yeah, that's just like that, Katie. Katie's doing the dance. And she
Is that
knew
it?
people were, that was so good. And she knew people were going to freak out about it for all the wrong reasons, which they did, but then it got so much attention on her. Keep going.
I'm too hot. My face is so red. Yeah, it really, I like whatever, 'cause I mean, at the end of the day, like whatever gets you the clicks and the views and the like, if you already have your fans and you got the money and you have your car that's wrapped in your face, those are actually, I think, my favorite thing out of everything she's done is the videos where somebody goes, JoJo Siwa just cut me off in traffic.
Yeah, that's literally so funny. It's her fucking, yeah, her car with her face all over it.
I love that. But yeah, she's a millionaire. I just think it's so funny when, I guess, the disingenuous part of it where she's like, I'm doing something that's gonna shock you. And then she said it so many times that people are like, y'all believe it when I see it. And then when it happens, like, do you feel like from a marketing standpoint, perhaps it would have been better to do, like, instead of this like weeks long soft launch, to just do like a hard launch and then be like, deal with it. And it would still be all the same things, but I think it actually might shock people.
I think if I was on her marketing team and we actually wanted to brand this bad girl image, I would have had the video done. And then I would have wanted TMZ photos of her like smoking a cigarette, pumping her gas, her like making out with a girl at the club. Like I would want like era Miley Cyrus caught smoking salvia. Every time Miley Cyrus got caught doing something more and more bad, my parents would have to sit down with me and have a talk with me about it.
Why?
I think they just wanted to let me know what was going on because I think people like I would hear something about it. They knew I was going to hear about it. So they wanted to like explain it to me before because I was a huge little Hannah Montana fan. I think her smoking weed somewhere, even if she's not really doing this,
Yeah.
photos of it for people to have their eye on her and be like, oh my God, is JoJo Siwa okay? And then she drops this music video like in response.
100%. So like I think that, yeah, it's still too sanitized the way they did it. It's still too like Disney. It feels like they went to like a Broadway show prop closet and picked out her outfit. Like there's nothing that's not overly polished about it.
And the way in the video, I think the most scandalous supposed to be parts of the videos is her like getting close with the other women, but the way she gets close to them gives like virgin. Because
Yeah,
I know you can only
the
do so much in a music video, but it reminds me of like when I was in college, like my freshman year. I had to have like a sex scene in a class, but obviously we weren't gonna have fucking sex. So like we just like made out, but it's like it's supposed to be more. So you're just like making out and kind of like moving a little bit, but like
ground.
it's not, that's what it reminds me of. You're
Yeah.
just getting really close to them in a way and really close away. It's like, no, if you want to rebrand, you get on your knees and you eat that bitch out.
I want to see a full fist up to the elbow.
Karma's a bitch, fist, fist. I should have known better. Look, look. If I had a wish,
Instead
I would.
of going this way, you
Yeah, instead of punching side, side, up, up. That's right, JoJo. You need to be walking around with two sock puppets. That's a rebrand, Missy.
Now that's what I call a rebrand. But do you think like, how quickly do you think her next rebrand is going to be, or do you think that this is going to be her her stasis for a while?
I mean the vibe, I obviously don't know JoJo Siwa, but the vibe she gives me is that she is a very joyous, like outgoing person. And not joyous in the way that she's always happy, but joyous that like of course her bad girl is still her with like so many sequins. So I think this will continue, but I think it will hit a point, as it does with all young stars, where she actually must go through something.
Yeah, that is an interesting thing because it's like maybe she really does think that she's the bad girl because of the like, but also it's like it's 2024, like you're gay, so what kind of,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Like
And
it's not shot, it's not like Like Ellen DeGeneres coming out was more shocking, but that was like 20 something years ago, and it was just like some comedian. You know what I mean? Like it's pretty par for the course. But then also this week, didn't Billie Eilish come out or say that she likes to?
She wants her face in a vagina.
Yes, that was the terminology.
Is she gay or bisexual? I thought she already was like
I
bisexual.
did too. Maybe she and Jojo Siwa, a little Jojo Billy collab.
That would be fucking insane. I don't think that would ever happen. Okay, this is a song. The tune, which appears in Eilish's upcoming album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, contains the lyrics. I could eat that. Having to read it's gonna make me Republican. I could eat that girl for lunch. Yeah, she dances on my tongue. I don't know. Tastes like she might be the one, and I could never get enough. I could buy her so much stuff. It's a craving, not a crush. So now she's coming up the stairs. So I'm pulling up a chair and I'm putting up my hair. That
She's
made me
putting up her hair
Republican.
to eat that pussy.
Pussy. I wrote some of it before even doing anything with a girl. Yes, we can tell. And then wrote the rest after.
Wait, what was that?
She said, I wrote some of it, some of the song, before even doing anything with a girl. And
Oh.
then wrote the rest after.
Okay. Well, good for her.
Good for her.
Good for you, Billie Eilish.
Go off,
Speaking of
Billy.
lyrics, these lyrics have been people been talking about the Taylor Swift
Oh,
lyrics.
God. I already know the
You
ones.
know the one, and I'm actually so I will tell you my problems with Taylor Swift, but I would say that this is, I think, you know, it's an insane lyric
Yeah.
from the point of view that you're only seeing these two lines, right?
Thank you. Yes.
So I hate to defend Taylor Swift, from the mobs online, but the lyric that everybody's upset about is "We wish we could live instead of this." I'd say the 1830s without all the racists and getting married off for the highest bid. And it's like, okay, that's a wild line to say as a woman in 2024 with a private jet. Like you would rather live 200 years ago, okay, but. The two lines preceding it are my friends used to play a game where we would pick a decade we wished we could live in instead of this. I'd say the 1830s. And then like reading the rest of the lyrics, it just made me feel like almost like it was like tongue in cheek, like making fun of like being young and dumb, kind of.
Yes, that's what I thought the first time I heard it.
So I feel like everybody shared that clip more than anything, like of that song. But I think she's just try. I mean, my initial instinct is that she's trying to make money, which is fine, because didn't she just put out an album like not that long ago?
Yeah, she's so rich. It's not even funny.
Right, she's super rich, very prolific. It's clear that her fans like it, so it doesn't really matter that other people don't like it, I'm sure, to her. Like, I don't know. I think she's above feeling at this point.
She's definitely above feeling. A comic was talking about it on stage, and he was like, I like that she said without all the racists, but not without the slaves. She didn't mention anything about slavery. But that's how I heard the like, because I listened to it, and that's what I was like, oh yeah, that game you play as a kid where you just don't know fucking anything. But it is a crazy lyric, especially on its own.
Yeah, like, and then the nostalgia's a mind trick. If I've been there, I'd hate it. Like, I think
Absorb.
she's just like being like, there's no point at wishing you were somewhere else in time. But I feel like perhaps had she like done some thinking about how it would be received, like maybe the lyrics would be different, but maybe she's just being honest and like, I used to be dumber than I am now.
Yeah, maybe she'd make the lyric to like, I'd hate it, and I think my fellow artist Beyonce would hate it more. I would hate it. I think I can name a lot of people that would hate it much more.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I think that maybe historically inaccurate of being married off to the highest bid. I feel like that. I think it seems like she like went racist buying people, and in the middle of that, she went wives.
Yeah, like in Pirates of the Caribbean.
You best start believing in Taylor Swift songs because you're in one.
Why? why would anyone want to go? Why would she even say the 1830s? What the fuck is glamorous about that time?
I don't understand. She wants to live pre-Civil War era. And it's like, literally, I've never heard anything good about that time.
Yeah, she's like, I want to get scarlet fever. I want to live to the age of 30.
I want to die in childbirth.
I want to be burned at the stake. Different time, but pretty similar.
I feel like they were burning bitches at the stake in the 1830s.
You
no?
Think so? Do you think you would have gotten burned?
Yeah.
Do you think I would have gotten burned?
Yeah. Sick. We could have done our last podcast on adjacent stakes.
That's crazy how many women they burned, and they like afterwards they're like, oh fuck, wasn't a witch.
We're the daughters of the witches you didn't burn in the 1830s.
Yeah, that would have been a cool song about witches getting burned at the stake.
Yeah. That should be, I think that could be like a new Burger King campaign. It's like, we don't flame broil witches anymore. We be flame broiling whoppers. Have it your way. But I wanted to show you the thing that I don't want to support. I mean, this is not Taylor's. I don't think Taylor Swift signed off on this, but this is 100% what made me a Republican this week.
Oh, yes. I'm excited.
Which is a Taylor Swift class. It's only a 2-unit class, so it's not like a full semester. So it's kind of like overblown in the media, just in general, of it being picked up. But so it's a Taylor Swift class at UC Berkeley. Mm-hmm. And it says Taylor Swift, singer, songwriter, performer, billionaire, and 2023's Time Person of the Year. This 2-unit upper division course will unearth the techniques that have gone into making one of today's most relevant figures in pop culture. We dissect nuanced meanings of and connections fostered by Swift songwriting, learn business and marketing strategies catapulting Swift to stardom, and adopt a critical lens of Swift's role in society and yours. So like the class description actually makes it sound like maybe there's some benefit to it if you're like a music major or somebody who's in entertainment, and like these are tactics that you could use for a strategy to market yourself. Like, I think that is perhaps useful to dissect, though in this day and age, nobody really knows how to use the internet properly. Like, yeah, everybody online just like guessing and doing their best, right?
Yeah, the first lesson's like, have a kid at the age of 12, enroll them in, sell all of your stuff to move to Nashville to get them signed.
Right. Yeah. Like, there's so many steps that you needed to do prior to you being a 20-year-old in college. It's probably too late to be Taylor Swift. Like, but I'm sure that there's things that you could glean from her experience. But then I'm going to share a picture or the video of the class.
I just know, oh my God. Okay, I was going to say it's all women. I thought maybe there'd be one dude trying to get laid. Oh, there's a girl in the I Heart Taylor Swift shirt.
Yeah, so like, and I don't know, even know if the class sold out. So like, unlike Taylor Swift shows, there's an empty front row here.
Let's see how many people. 1, 2, 3, 4. They all look really young. 5, 6, 7. Oh, there's one guy. 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, there 12, is one 13, guy.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18. There is one dude. Yep, and I guarantee you he does not even know. He thought Taylor Swift and Avril Lavigne were the same person.
We're really gendering these people in this class. Nobody has consented to us saying that these are guys or girls. So I take it all back. This class is, there's actually no one in this class.
I take it back first.
But okay. The thing that made me the Republican was seeing a class full of Gen Zs singing Taylor Swift for course credit. I just couldn't. It was this to me is more cringy than the JoJo Siwa stuff.
I'm trying to think if I would have taken that class. I wonder if it falls under like sociology or something. Well, I'm just confused. What is it? Bringing up her marketing and how she got to be who she is, or bringing up, because it says they look at her songs. So what does looking at her songs have to do with anything? I feel like doing that would make me not like Taylor Swift as much.
Yeah. By viewing Taylor Swift songs, albums, merchandise, tours, etc. as products with lasting shelf lives, this course partners artistic originality with industry success.
Man, I tell you, you want Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift fans are so like the crazy ones. They're so loyal. There was a thing, people were spending $50 on Eras shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would put them in the wash and the shirt would completely fade, like fade like 50%.
Yeah.
And instead of people on TikTok being like upset by that, which is like a very normal reaction, I just saw all these TikToks of like, here's how to wash your Eras shirt so it doesn't fade. You want to put it inside out and buy a special cloth bag to put it in. And it's like, no, you're allowed to demand a good product from this person.
Actually, Taylor wanted it to fade, so it looked like it was vintage. I don't think you guys know, and you're putting a lot of shit on the queen.
Taylor wanted it to fade, so it looked like it could have existed in the 1830s. That's why a hood came with it as well.
She's actually got a chastity belt sewn into this terrible t-shirt.
Yeah, they're insane, dude. They're so cringy. Definitely the cringiest. That's part of in the joke. I'm like, I'm not saying they're crazy because they're like women who are passionate about something. That's not crazy. What's crazy is someone will tweet like, I don't like Taylor. Like Taylor Swift's overrated. And then they'll be like, SWAT their house. You know, like yeah. That. Like
SWAT
someone,
their house.
I saw someone post that they were like, they're like a journalist. They're like, I've never received more hate in my life. Like I write about conservatives issues. I write about like things like the hate I've gotten from conservatives is nothing compared to the hate, or like from the far right is nothing compared to the hate I've gotten from Swift fans when I have critiqued her.
So funny. I would say the Venn diagram of JoJo Siwa and Taylor Swift, I think, meets in the middle in a sweet spot where they both are ridiculous dancers. Because we've seen Taylor Swift dance at these events. And I always like you always see the coverage of her like trying to dance along to like, you know, Beyonce or some like any hip hop artist. And she's just like.
She's a white 30 something.
Yeah. She should be going.
Do you see videos of her and Travis Kelce at Coachella?
I think I did, but I don't know if I saw any dancing ones.
No dancing. I think she was there definitely on Molly. Very, very obviously on MDMA.
Hell yeah. Let's take a break, send me a link, and we'll be right back for more.
I'm gonna come back like a boomerang.
Okay, this is for real. I want to see what you think of this for a new theme song for this show.
Okay.
Oh, I gotta go party. I gotta go party. I gotta make a squatty. I gotta make a duty. I gotta go poopy doop, croopy gloop, soupy soup. I gotta go party. I gotta go party. I gotta make a squatty. I gotta make a duty. I gotta go whoopie doop, groopy bloop, soupy soup.
This one's kind of scary.
Anyway, that's what I've been up to with my time is dancing to that.
I want to make one. What website is it?
I'll send it to you afterwards. I don't remember what he was using. It's probably called like computervirus.gov.
Do you want to see something vulnerable?
Mm-hmm.
So
more vulnerable than those songs, because those were.
I would say more vulnerable. All right, guys. So last night I did a roast battle. Okay. Which I won. I won the roast battle. It was a great battle. I won it. I may have won the battle, but I'll tell you, I lost the war.
Oh, no.
Because when I got off stage, I had seen that someone very kindly tagged me in a boomerang, in a photo from the show. Do you ever have a photo of yourself and you look at it and you go, Why am I even alive?
Oh, almost every picture. Yeah.
What's the point of this? I made several people tell me if this was what I looked like. This is probably one of the worst photos of me I have ever seen. Here, I'm just actually gonna send, I'm gonna text it to you.
Okay.
Don't worry, freaks. I will post it on the Instagram, maybe. I want you to zoom in on everything you can. I look like I'm balding. My body is the same shape, top to bottom. And zoom in, I have the craziest camel toe I have ever seen in my life. And then I'm going to send you the full photo because the full photo is me and Zane Zadie. And Zane Zadie looks perfectly good in the photo. If you go between Zane and me, it just makes Zane look hotter every second.
It looks like he's roasting the picture of you. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yes. Katie, is
look
that what
at
I look
her.
like?
Look at her. That is not what
Zoom.
you've, I've never seen you look like that in a photograph.
But the person who posted it, I literally wanted to respond and be like, hey, what the fuck did I do to you?
Oh my God. That is, did a man take this photo?
No.
That is surprising. Usually women are more thoughtful about angles, etc.
Isn't that crazy? She couldn't have waited one more second for me not to be at that angle.
Yeah, to be like facing the camera.
Look at everything. Look at, zoom in on my face.
It looks like you're about to do like you're mid changing a position. It just
I
you're also
was.
picking up the stand, so like maybe like there's that. I don't know.
And when
That's
I picked up the stand, here, I'm sending you another one.
because you're very
Because
photogenic. I feel like you got a lot of good angles. Usually your photos and stories. Oh my God, that's so funny.
I just sent you another one, a different one that Isaiah Pringle took of me one time at 1 a.m. The worst photo, the other worst photo of me I've ever seen in my life.
But the picture of the actual you in the middle is very pretty.
Thank you. I thought that same thing. And you know why I think it is? I think so. It's a photo of me holding two phones with two of the worst photos of me ever. I think I look really pretty in the middle because it's in comparison to those two photos next to it.
No, I think it's just a good picture of you. I really like that. But also,
Thank
this is a
you.
great thing that you could edit and put like random shit on either side of it, like do like Tamar memes.
That's very funny. I'll
Oh
have to
my.
post these freaks for you to see.
That the one at 1 a.m.
Is terrible.
just
Isaiah, it was the full 1 a.m. So Isaiah took a side angle photo on 0.5 so you could see how many people were there. And he was
oh
so excited to show it to me. He was like, look. And I looked at it and I said, what the fuck is wrong with you?
you're like the only thing I see is
Taking
myself.
a side angle photo of me like that in 0.5. Get the fuck out of here.
That's just rude. That's bad
It's
behavior.
so rude. I was like, I don't care that there was tons of people there.
I almost think because I guess you're more recognizable with the bangs from the first one, like, but I think if somebody just showed me this the red top picture quickly, I'd be like, who's that new open micer? Like, it doesn't even look like you.
It's so bad, dude. And then everyone last night was like, no, that's not what you look like. That's not what you look like. And I was like, I don't know, because that's a photo of me. And that's how I looked in the photo.
Yeah, sometimes the camera gets it wrong. Sometimes the lens that's aimed at the subject just doesn't see what the rest of us are seeing. 'Cause you look beautiful right now.
I've been like going to the gym and stuff too. I saw that. I was like, what's the fucking point? What's the point of even doing this for my mental health? Everything I've done for my mental health, done. And that one photo.
Yeah,
Yeah, did you zoom in on my vagina?
I saw it all, baby.
It's like
It
someone
was
put a shadow there on purpose.
Hold on, let me see this again then. I really love that one picture of you holding the phones. I'm quite taken by it. The
Maybe I'll
shadow on
post
your
that one.
vagina. There is a sh oh. Ooh.
Truly terrible. Maybe I'll post this and say a photo of me in between the two worst photos of me ever.
Yeah, that's great.
Katie, you've been showing it up. Give us the comedy updates.
So I had a bunch of shows in 1 week and then I'll never have shows again.
That is literally not true. We reject that.
That's how it works. But
No,
I
say
did
everything
have
works
a
out for
lot of
me right
shows
now.
last week. So I had one. The first one was at the Popular Kids Club at the Permanent Records over in like Silver Lake or Eagle Rock. And it's like very cool show outdoors, very, very hip. I did have to go last, I think, which, you know, I get it. Like the LA lineups, they usually put like the famous people up earlier. So like Ricky Lindholm from Garfunkel and Oates is on
Oh,
the blonde one.
Oh yeah, that's
She
cool.
was great. She did like three songs. And there's a few other people on the show. It was a good show. And
I'm pretty sure
then
the other person in Garfunkel and Oates is like has like in the hospital because she is, I think it's treatable, but she's like throat cancer or something.
oh my God.
I saw on TikTok. But she's like doing good, but
Uh-oh.
still pretty crazy. She was like, I've never smoked a cigarette in my entire life. And I was like, why does that always fucking happen to people?
That's the way the cookie crumb. That's the way the cigarette crumbles. This is the way the cigarette ashes. I knew I'd
Crazy.
get there. And then on Friday I had two shows, which I almost missed the second one because I was at in West Hollywood at Jetpack at Bar Lubitz, Bar Lubish. And that was fun. I also had to go up last on that one, or like later
Okay.
on that one, maybe second to last, third to last. It was, but everybody's doing 15, so it was like, but then I like raced over to my other show, which was like at the Clubhouse in East Hollywood, and it was like maybe the best set I've had in LA so far.
Yes, Katie.
It was like this little black box theater, and it's like half improv, half stand up. But the whole audience is like artsy people, like other improvisers, other the improvisers' friends. So I was like, I got there like just in time to go up. I was so excited that like I made it. And there was two girls on stage who were very funny. So then I went on and I went, y'all were great, and they got like a big round of applause. And I went, how did you remember all those lines?
That's very funny.
And then, since Chris doesn't particularly do stand up anymore, he told me I can use any jokes of his. So I used his one where I go, I used to take improv classes, and if I had to describe them with one word, it would be non-refundable. And then that fucking crushed.
That's so
And
funny.
so after that, it was just like, it was great. And
That's
then
I feel like improvisers are such good audiences. They really are. And they're good sports, like when you make fun of improv.
They're really into it, and they were like on board with all the jokes, and like I just felt like I finally like figured out a set that works very consistently in LA, like just cutting out all the fat of like whatever and kind of just overcoming the idea of oh, I haven't written a good joke in a while, so I like remembered an old joke that I used to do that nobody ever liked at the Skull,
What
like.
joke?
So I wrote it. I actually wrote it at the QT that's down the street from the Skull. The other day I got so high I thought I was watching Ghost in the Shell. Turns out I was staring at an albino guy at the Chevron. Not for everyone, but then I also go, like, it gets a slow roll of a laugh sometimes, and I'll be like, you got to be in a very small sliver. I think I put it on my Instagram.
Very funny.
But then the next day I went to San Diego for like this 420 show, and like it was a club and like full club, and I like crushed that. So then I was like, oh, this is the best set. So I had two of the best sets back to back, which felt very nice.
Yes, Katie.
Balloons.
That is, I hate when Zoom does that. I hate when you do that or on FaceTime, if you give a thumbs up, it gives a thumbs up. I'm like, stop listening to my conversation. That is so crazy.
And then I came back to LA for a show in Pasadena that was like good, but I was very tired and I didn't bring a water on stage, so I felt like I had cotton mouth the whole time, and I was just like,
Oh.
I hadn't even smoked all day, because I'm like, that's the other thing, I haven't been smoking at work and I haven't been smoking before shows, and would you believe it, big help.
Yeah, I would believe it.
A big help. And then I had on Tuesday I had a show at Flappers with the Jackie and Laurie thing that I posted about, and that was fine. Like, I don't really
Yeah.
love Flappers that much. Like, no offense to Flappers, I don't think I've ever had like a great set there. So maybe it's me, maybe it's Burbank. And then tonight I have a Don't Tell show that's like 15 miles away. I forgot what city it's in. And then tomorrow I have a show with Spencer Taylor, that's kind of like a panel game show with stand-up comedians.
But you are a busy little squirrel.
But just like literally, I was like, I had like 6 shows in 6 days, and then I've got
That's
like these
crazy.
two shows, and then I don't have another show until like May 6th or something.
Not yet.
Not yet. That is true. Not yet. Because I didn't have the show tonight until yesterday. So a lot of things
See?
could change.
The bookings will happen. That's awesome, dude.
Thank you. I appreciate your support. I'm trying to enjoy things more, but I did tell my boss yesterday if it weren't for this job, I wouldn't live in California anymore and I need more money. So.
What'd he say? Or
He said,
she?
I'm the only woman there, let's be honest.
Okay, good. Whew, thank God.
He was like, so the one employee that, so we only had like four employees in house, and now the one guy who was doing all the editing of the videos, he put in his notice because he got a better job, like, of what he wanted to do. So I said, well, the next person you hire, why don't you start them at a lower rate and you give me the difference of the salary? I mean, along with our other employee there. So I was like, split it between us. And he was like, okay. So I thought that was good. I was very direct. If it doesn't happen, like, I'm on a month-to-month lease and I could go at any time, honestly. That's all I have. I'm not trying to be like, oh, I want to move back, because it's not like that, but I would love to move back if I had a steady income.
Move into my apartment.
Yes, me, Chris, Cadence, Monkey, we'll all be there making God, you crazy.
That would be the best. My bookings would go down so much and I don't even care. Come back.
No, we could do like the friggin' tour or something. We could actually like do shit. It'd be fun.
Get back here right now.
I know, I want to. But yeah, I have to get back to work. I think it's unfortunately been an hour. It always goes by so quickly with you.
Any Cheech and Chong updates before we go?
I'm going to see them for 5 full days next week. So when we record next time, I'm sure I'll be like,
they fed the dog beans again.
They've been feeding the dog beans. But yeah, they're in all next week for like social media shoots and social promos and, you know, all the business bullshit.
Are you doing another show? Do you know yet?
I don't think we're going to do another show. The clips didn't do that great. I'm fine with that. It was a lot of work.
Boo.
But I can only say I like produced a show for them. So
that is true.
It's true. Everything's true if you say it.
Okay, I'll let you go. I'll ask you off the podcast. I wanted to ask you if you think this is funny for what I might say tonight.
Okay. Well, let's hurry up and end the recording for the freak so that you can pitch me the Al Franken jokes. All right, freaks, thank you for listening. Freaks. I feel like this has been a very good on-topic episode, and I feel like a little effort goes a long way, and I will try to put more effort in for both Tamar, my co-host, and my beloved freaks, because I want this to be really good. And
I will also put more effort in. We'll come in with the topics. We'll come in with the things.
We're going to come in hot. While we were drinking, look out. You're not the only ones with topics and preparation anymore.
Yeah, look out while we were drinking. You think you guys are so good because you're structured and consistent? Okay, suck my clit. But great podcast if y'all want to check it out.
It is a great podcast. I was missing it. It wasn't out for like the last 2 weeks. And then this week they put out a banger talking about the conjoined twins and Quiet on Set. It's if you like the friggin' show, you will love While We Were Drinking.
Okay, I'll have to listen to the new episode. I'm excited now.
All right, I'm going to stop recording.
All right.
Bye. What you say? What that mean? I don't know. Top shelf, bitch, I'm on the kind of raw. Maybe you know.